Welcome to the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast hosted by Billy Brim Ministries. Up next is a series called Realms of Authority and Prayer. This teaching from Dr. Billy Brim will give you insight on the different types of prayer and authority we have as believers. Stay tuned to the end of our broadcast to find out more on Billy Brim Ministries' annual Autumn Assembly of Prayer Conference, hosted in Branson, Missouri, October 18th through the 23rd.
Now let's look here at the scriptures. Regarding the realms of authority. Acts 17:16, this is King James. Now while Paul waited for them at Athens, his spirit was stirred in him when he saw the city wholly given to idolatry. Acts 17:22. Then Paul stood in the midst of Mars Hill and said, "You men of Athens, I perceive that in all things you are too superstitious. For as I passed by and beheld your devotions, I found an altar with this inscription, to the unknown God. Whom therefore you ignorantly worship, him declare I unto you. He's the God that made the world and all things therein." The Lord told to me one time when I was reading this verse, I want you to notice how I had him declared to pagans. He's a creator. There's his authority. I made it. That's ultimate authority. He was declared as, verse 24, God that made the world and all things therein, seeing that he is Lord of heaven and earth. He dwells not in temples made with hands, neither is he worshipped with men's hands as though he needed anything, seeing he gives to all life and breath and all things. Now here's the key verse right here. This is God's manifesto to the pagan world. Of who he is. He hath made of one blood all nations of men for to dwell on all the face of the earth. And he hath determined their times before appointed and the bounds or boundaries of their habitation. Now let's read that verse in the Amplified. He made from one common origin, one source, one blood, all nations of men to settle on the face of the earth, having definitely determined their allotted periods of time and the fixed boundaries of their habitation, their settlements, their lands and abodes. He made, this is the English Standard Version, he made from one man every nation of mankind to live on all the face of the earth, having determined allotted periods and the boundaries of their dwelling place. This is Weymouth. He caused to spring forth from one forefather people of every race, for them to live on the whole surface of the earth, and marked out for them an appointed span of life and the boundaries of their homes. God sets boundaries. For instance, let's take the United States of America. We didn't come forth till the last half of the sixth day. 6,000 years, Moses was told, 1,000 years is a day. We don't come forth until 1492 Columbus came. So we're the last half of the sixth day. We didn't come forth all those thousands of years. But when it was time, we came forth. But also when it was time, he set our boundaries. We got Pacific Ocean. We got Atlantic Ocean. Pacific Atlantic. And there was, doing a lot of a study of history in the Great Awakening, the Revolutionary War, there were some who wanted to go into Canada and take Canada. Every bad thing happened to them. Every horrible, terrible thing. Mudslides, caught in the mud, this and that, this and that. No blessing. They came back down to their boundaries, and they had a blessing. God wanted Canada to be. And we have some, I should have brought it today, I didn't, some prophecies, old prophecies about Canada that were given to the people of the United States. Leave them alone. Let them be. I have a plan for them. So we could post that online if some of you would like to have it. It's a very wonderful one that was given to the Puritans and the Pilgrims. Don't go up there. That's not yours. God sets boundaries. Boundaries on nations. Australia came forth at the right time, last half of the sixth day. And God speaks about people that move boundary lines. It's a terrible thing to move boundaries. And that's what people are trying to do to Israel. Trying to move the boundaries that God has set. God set Israel boundaries in the 15th chapter of Genesis. He gave the greater Israel boundaries. They have never occupied them all, but he gave them. But he didn't give them everything. What he gave them, he gave them. That is called their inheritance. Now, when you have an inheritance from God, you have a territory from God, it is your responsibility to rule it well, to be a good steward. So let's go back to page 2 it's the same one we were on. It's on the scriptures one, page 2. Oh, I might not be page 2 for you because I printed mine in bigger print. Cheating. Here is the first mention of boundaries. See if you can find that in the Bible. It's in Numbers 35:26. You don't have to look in your Bible. It's on this page for you, but I'm just trying to help you get located on that page. Numbers 35:26. This is the first mention of boundaries in the Bible. There were cities of refuge. You remember? God set up cities of refuge that a murderer could go to that city of refuge and he'd be safe. So here's some rules about that. Numbers 35:26. If the manslayer shall at any time go beyond the boundaries of his city of refuge to which he fled in there, but he goes outside the boundary. And the avenger of blood, let's say the brother of the one that he killed, finds him outside the boundaries of his city of refuge. The avenger of blood kills the manslayer. He shall not be guilty of blood. So there's some boundaries set. And there are rules in those boundaries. There are boundaries of nations. We've already talked about Genesis 15, how he gave Israel boundaries for their lands, which they will occupy. Then here's Joshua 12:2, and it speaks of Sihon, king of the Amorites, who lived at Heshbon, and it marks out his boundaries. The river Jabbok, down at the last part of the verse, the boundary of the Ammonites. So the Ammonites had boundaries that was theirs. This is in present-day Jordan. Remember, their capital is Ammon. There were boundaries for the tribes of Israel in the Old Testament. Here's this just an example. Joshua 15:1, the allotment for the tribe of the people of Judah, according to their clans, reached southward to the boundary of Edom, to the wilderness of Zin at the farther south, and their south boundary ran from the end of the Salt Sea from the bay that faces southward. So God told them exactly where the boundaries were. How did they know? So did God just came announce over a loudspeaker? No. They had the high priest, and he had the vest. And on the vest were all the names of the tribes. And the letters would light up and spell out the boundaries. That's how they knew where they were. There are boundaries that was tribes in the Old Testament. Some people are faint. They don't think God has any plans for the Jews, but he does. And in the millennium, the land's again going to go to the tribes, and it's going to be marked out with boundaries. These are told to us in Ezekiel, where the millennial temple is described. Ezekiel 47:13, thus says the Lord God, this is the boundary by which you shall divide the land for inheritance among the 12 tribes of Israel, Joseph shall have two portions. There are various boundaries God has set. There's rules over them. You don't go over the boundary. Job 26:10. He has inscribed a circle on the face of the waters at the boundary between light and darkness. Psalm 74:7. Well, you could stop and Selah, every one of these. Psalm 74:17. You have fixed all the boundaries of the earth. You have made summer and winter. There are boundaries that, winter, you can only go this far. Thank God we're moving out of winter now. Psalm 104:9. You set a boundary that they may not pass, so that they might not again cover the earth. That was the waters, flood waters. Proverbs 15:25. The Lord tears down the house of the proud, but he maintains the widow's boundaries. I qualify for that. We got that one, don't we? I found out that my well at the parsonage, the three lots next to me have a right to my well, and not only that, but my gas fuel butane is sitting on their lot, and maybe my back steps. So what are we going to do? We're going to buy it. The three lots. Bless the Lord. Some of you have given. We thank you for that. We're getting ready to make that purchase real soon here. And I put a claim on it, a faith claim on it. And so we'll have it. And that'll be our boundaries. Isaiah 10:13 says, for he says, by the strength of my hand I have done it, and by my wisdom, for I have understanding, I remove the boundaries of peoples. He can change them, but you can't. I plunder their treasures. Like a bull, I bring down those who sit on thrones. There's going to be some bringing down. There has been some bringing down.
Thank you for listening to the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast hosted by Billy Brim Ministries. What you just heard was from Dr. Billy Brim's series, Realms of Authority and Prayer. Join us October 18th through the 23rd for this year's annual Autumn Assembly of Prayer Conference. Save the dates and make your plans now to visit Branson, Missouri, October 18th through the 23rd. Joining Dr. Billy Brim in these special meetings will be Kenneth and Gloria Copeland, Lynn Hammond, Chip Brim, and many other special guests. Register today and receive your free gift packet when you arrive at this year's Autumn Assembly of Prayer Conference. To register by phone, call us at 1-800-972-3447 or online at billybrim.org. Join us as we assemble together to pray in Branson, Missouri, October 18th through the 23rd at our 2017 Autumn Assembly of Prayer Conference.